Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 411, 75 degrees on this Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. We're trying to get in touch with Tommy Marquez. There seems to be a problem with the circuits. So if we get him on, we'll bring him in. There's a lot of talk in Congress that the census in 2020 may not have been that above bar, saying that a lot of illegal immigrants were counted where they shouldn't have been, which when chance gave Senate seats or congressional seats to not Senate seats, congressional seats to places that shouldn't have gotten them. And that's something that needs to be looked at. I'm just looking at that come across the TV now. They're talking to Senator Tommy Tuberville on that very issue now. And there's been a lot of discussions on that. Pam Bondi was also in the Senate today, I believe, in a committee hearing, taking questions about a lot of things that have gone on with the Department of Justice. Now, some of them, actually most of them, she said she could not comment on ongoing investigations. But it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of there as well. For our area, and this is nothing surprising if you follow the news or follow ongoings in our area, the State Department of Environmental Protection. Yes, the very entity in the state that's here to protect our environment and protect our health and welfare when it comes to unhealthy things out of our control. They temporarily extended the Keystone Sanitary Landfill's expiring operating permit for a second time yesterday, Monday, giving the agency additional time to monitor the landfill's odor control measures. The DEP announced Tuesday morning that it issued a 15-month temporary extension of the landfill operating permit until December 31st, 2026, the end of next year. That's not a temporary permit. Temporary permit is December 31st of 2025. A 15-month permit is just that, a 15-month permit. The operating permit for the Lewis and Dominic DeNaple-owned landfill in Dunmore and Troop was initially set to expire April 6th, but 2 days prior to its expiration, the DEP granted a six-month extension through October 6th in both instances. The department attributed the extension to an April 1st ruling from the Pennsylvania Environmental Hearing Board that remanded the landfill's controversial Phase 3 expansion approval back to the DEP over odor and excessive issues. The DEP originally granted the landfill's decades-long expansion June 3rd, 2021, giving Keystone the capacity to triple its volume of waste into the 2060s by adding just over 90 million tons of garbage or 188 billion pounds. So they already issue a six-month extension. Doesn't meet its criteria, and now they issue a 15-month. Shouldn't the extensions be getting shorter, not longer? Maybe that's just too much common sense. between you and I here. The DEP has not approved other operation or construction changes, according to a news release. This extension will allow review and oversight of the odor control corrective measures recently completed at the landfill, so we can ensure that the community is not adversely affected by odors from the facility. DEP Secretary Jessica Shirley said in a statement, well, I could tell you firsthand by someone who drives by it on a daily basis, not to mention the people who live near it, that it is adversely affecting everyone, except for the pockets of the people who own it and work there. DEP is extending the current permit so we have time to consider the permit renewal application and can ensure the DEP is providing the best possible oversight for its facility. Operating permits normally expire after 10 years, but the Environmental Hearing Board's decision in April upended the timeline when its panel of five judges determined that the department had erred by approving the landfill's 42.4.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Year phase three expansion, despite knowing it had issues with producing too much leachate and managing its odors. Leachate is a liquid that percolates through the piles of garbage. So even though they weren't meeting their criteria, the DEP was going to extend their lease for 42.4 years. How are we supposed to have, as residents, as neighbors of this facility, how are we supposed to have faith that our state government does have our best interest at heart? How, in any way? They gave them an extension of 6 months. Oh, they didn't meet that six-month extension. Okay, we're going to extend it 15 months now. What's next? A three-year extension because they didn't meet that? And while they're not meeting their basic criteria thresholds, let's extend their lease and expansion for 42.4 years. Listen, there's zero confidence that the DEP is doing anything that resembles looking out for the residents and neighbors of this place. I mean, the expansion, you could see it by driving by, the massive expansion of it. And listen, every time, I shouldn't say every time, but oftentimes when you drive by, and I couldn't even imagine living near it. You know, I spent a lot of time at the Fresh Kills landfill after 9/11 because that's where all the rubble and debris was brought. And we had methane bubbling up on our feet, so much so that they were putting 5-gallon buckets over the holes, tipping it a little bit and lighting it, and the bucket would shoot 30 feet in the air. They had to build shelters for us with filtration systems because the over year we were there, the fumes and stuff got too bad. But that smell kind of stays with you. And of course, my brain assimilates it with 9/11 and everything else, all the horrors we were seeing there and the pieces of humans that we were collecting there, not to mention their IDs, pieces of watches, jewelry that were identifiable, you know, things that may have been in their wallet or on their person. For some of my brethren in law enforcement, you know, we found the serial numbers off of the frames of their weapons or their handcuffs, because that's the only thing that survived that event. So my brain assimilates that with that smell. And anytime I drive by on the KC Highway normally, it's instantaneous and it's undeniable what exactly it's to. It's that methane-y, you know, rotten orange smell or whatever it is. Rotten egg smell, not orange. I wish it was orange. But, I mean, just reading through the timelines here, you know, it just goes to show that there is there's no looking out for the everyday Pennsylvanian, the neighbors, the people who live there, our children, rather than the business as usual of the company. The consent order was accumulation of 14 odor-related violations since January of 2023, following nearly 1,000 odor complaints in 7 months, as well as DEP staff detecting off-site landfill gas and leachate odors attributed to the Keystone at least 70 times. The landfill had to pay $575,000 fine and was required to undergo 26 corrective actions to manage the odors and address the leachate. Those corrective actions would eventually expire if not added to Keystone's permitting. As a primary remedy to control odors from the leachate lagoons, Keystone began using two 2.5 million gallon enclosed leachate storage tanks in September, along with an odor control system for the leachate treatment plant, according to the DEP. In a news release Tuesday, the department said that it also granted an extension to give itself time to evaluate the landfill's September 17th response to its July 18th renewal letter, as well as any additional deficiencies it may identify during a review. The DEP also said it sought additional time to reevaluate Keystone's harms, benefits, analysis, considering the landfill's corrective actions. How about this? How about you give them a real deadline and say, we are going to shut you down at midnight that day if you do not meet it? How about that? See, that would be a foregone thought now, wouldn't it? Something you don't normally see. Hey, let's take a corrective action and actually mean it. But that's what's necessary. There's been how many extensions, how many deficiencies, 1,000 complaints, 70 verified by DEP personnel. When is enough enough? When is enough enough, and when is rich too rich? There's no balance here. It's a quality of life for a small handful, and by handful I mean what I could count on my one hand, or the quality of life of thousands. And that doesn't seem to be a concern for the DEP because they seem to be shuffling papers and giving out statements rather than saying, here's a deadline, and we mean it. There would be a thought. Imagine if we had someone that actually stood up and did that. No, we'll keep an eye on it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply, in app only. T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.